Dun 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 dun. Well, it might be, but it isn't. I'll tell you what it is. It's Thursday the 21st of... Oh, fuck, it's March. It says it right there, Dale. Just read the fucking three letters. M-A-R, March. Thursday the 21st of March. Bonus... it's not bonus shiz either, is it? We did that last night. This is so professional. It's Is It News, as the intro suggested. Is It News, Thursday, 21st of March. That's what it is. Yeah, great. Right then, here we go. I've got the Sydney Morning Herald. I've got the Australian... And I've also got the International Express running, of course, from March the 21st to the 27th. So, again, the International Express looking into the future because it runs for another 6 days. It's so stupid. Why wouldn't you run your paper? Why would you say from the 21st to the 27th? Why wouldn't you say up to the 21st, which is today? Anyway, that makes no sense, but I've got one of those. So here we go. It's Sydney Morning Herald. We've got the first page is one of those Harvey Norman paid adverts. So let's take that off and throw it in the bin, because we're not interested. That can go over there. Thank you very much. Oh, some riveting headlines on here. Police hit children, court heard. Opportunity strikes to help Bright Sparks. Lawyers in fresh bid for freedom. And Catley and Webb at war over new chief. That's the biggest font on the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald. Shall we start with the biggest font that's at the bottom? Catley and Webb at war over new chief. Well, who's Catley? Well, that's the police minister, Yasmin Catley. And who's Webb? Well, that's Karen Webb, the police commissioner. Now, they're at war over new chief. The relationship between the offices of police minister Yasmin Catley and police commissioner Karen Webb has collapsed over the controversial appointment of a veteran news figure as the force's most senior media advisor, leading to a police staffer being kept away from Parliament this week. If there is anyone out there that cares about that, you need to have a fucking word with yourself. That's pathetic to be on the front page of the newspaper. Wow, such utter shit. So let's skip to the next thing. There's no point in me reading any more of the four fucking small columns plus the continuation on page four. I won't be reading that. Police hit children, court heard. Oh yeah, so apparently there was some six-year-old school children that the police started hitting. Can't believe it. Oh no, actually it's not that. No, it's some teenagers that stole a car and drove it recklessly, threatening the lives of other people. And when the policeman finally caught up with them, they fucking gave them a bit of a beating and told them they were dumb little cunts. And apparently they were sort of 17 years old. Well, you're not fucking... If you're doing adult things, then you can get adult treatment. I don't think the police should really be going around hitting people. But if the police are allowed to hit people, then surely we should be allowed to hit people. Being that the police are the people that are supposed to be keeping some level of composure. That's what they're there for. But if that's what we're allowed to do with just annoying little cunts that are 17, fucking think they're running the joint, we should all be able to fucking give them a beating and call them dumb little cunts. I certainly would call them dumb little cunts. There's no doubt about that. So anyway, it's basically a legal case where the two policemen are being... if you were the parents of those dumb cunts, wouldn't you be saying, arrest them and put them in prison and fucking put them in jail, teach them a lesson? But no, they won't. And the reason that they're little cunts is because the parents are big cunts, and that's what the problem with the world is. Lawyers in fresh bid for freedom. A man who faces the death penalty in Lebanon over terrorism accusations is preparing to launch a bid for freedom from immigration detention in Australia, as his lawyers argue that anyone owed protection should not be held indefinitely without hope of deportation. Not interested. Opportunity strikes to help Bright Sparks. Linfield East Public will be one of 9 Sydney schools chosen to host opportunity classes for gifted pupils from next year. My 17-year-old can't even speak. That's good. If you've got gifted children, you get sort of special classes. Well done. Turning the page. I can feel like we're going to whiz through this today. Turning the page. Appointee row prompts dividing police teams. That's the same thing about those two women police
commissionery people and the other lady. ABC union staff say officer should resign. A union-led group of ABC staff has demanded the resignation of the broadcaster's chief content officer after court documents revealed his role in the dismissal of Antoinette Latouf. She's the lady that got dismissed for making the sort of pro-Palestinian post that she retweeted or reposted something. A statement from the ABC's Media Entertainment and Arts Alliance Union House Committee said it was outraged by ABC executives' disregard for the broadcaster's independence and that Chris Oliver Taylor's mismanagement had undermined the ABC's integrity. Blah, 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 blah. The statement follows a House committee-led meeting yesterday to discuss new details that emerged in the Fair Work case between Latouf and the broadcaster this month. That's all you need to hear about that. Something about a lady called Vidya Macon. I know she sings on stage or does something. More about the police bashing of the boys. Taxpayers face bill after sale of ports. The sale of the state's ports has left taxpayers with a potential liability of up to $4.3 billion under a deal struck by former Treasurer Mike Baird, which means the government is liable for compensation to New South Wales ports if Newcastle develops a container terminal. The liability estimates and previously secret port privatisation contracts will be tabled in New South Wales Parliament. Not interested! Not interested! Rudd to stay if Trump wins despite nasty TV criticism. The Albanese government has rallied behind... I don't understand. When people use the word rallied and then railed, what are the two different... I don't mean railed as in to have forcibly had sex with somebody. I mean... What's the difference between using the word rallied and the word railed in these sentences? Anyway, the Albanese government has rallied behind Australia's ambassador to the United States, Kevin Rudd, after a vicious Donald Trump attack triggered concerns about the future of Australia's relationship with its most important security partner. Trump's broadside against Rudd ignited a partisan brawl in Canberra, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese accusing the opposition of undermining Australian diplomacy by questioning whether Rudd should remain in the crucial position. Presented with Rudd's critical past comments in an interview with former Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage on Britain's right-leaning GB News, Trump replied he won't be there long if that's the case. He would have said it in a different accent, wouldn't he? By the way, I can't do the accent, but that man on TikTok can do it. TikTok can do it brilliantly. TikTok, excellent. I don't know much about him. This is Donald Trump. I don't know much about him. I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he'll not be there long. Before being appointed as ambassador, Rudd described Trump as nuts, a traitor to the West, and the most destructive president in history. Destructive to who? The Iraqis? I don't think so. Destructive to the people in America, no doubt. Trading insults just greases wheels. I can't be bothered. What's his name? It's not Donald Rudd. Kevin Rudd. Not interested. No detention if you're owed protection. Not interested. One has lit the fuse, but the other has been waiting to explode. Tick, tick, tick. Since Anthony Albanese chose Kevin Rudd, not interested. Kevin Rudd, fuck off. Attacks on minorities shredding society. Liberal Senator Dave Sharma has warned of lasting damage to Australian society from a dangerous rise in menacing threats to Jewish Australians, declaring that everyone will lose if nothing is done to stop mob attacks on a minority. They're not just attacking Jews just because they're Jews. They've got a problem with the fact that Jews are effectively cleansing fucking Palestine, almost in the same way that the fucking Nazis were cleansing Germany. And I would have thought back in 19-whatever, they would have quite liked it if people were standing up against the Nazis. Fucking hell. Can I bother to read it? I will read a bit more. Sharma described the attacks as incredibly dangerous because of the threat to the nation's social fabric and the risk that other minorities could one day suffer the same intimidation and vilification. Stop fucking slaughtering Palestinians then. The warning comes as Jewish and Islamic groups report a rise in attacks founded on racial or religious intolerance, while the federal government vows to proceed with stronger laws against hate speech. Is this hate speech? Am I partaking in hate speech right here? Jewish Australians are no more responsible for Israel's conduct in this war than Palestinian Australians are responsible for Hamas's terrorist attack that prompted it. Great. Yeah, okay, but I'm yet to... Well, no, that's not true. I would say 92% of Jewish people support what Israel are doing. That's what I reckon. Puggle magic in Royal National Park after 50 years. Platypuses are back in the Royal National Park for the first time in 50 years, and at least one puggle was born last spring. I've never heard the word puggle. Why are you using the word puggle and expecting us all to know what it means? Is it a baby platypus? What? What the fuck? I don't understand. What puggle? What? What's happening? Platypuses are back in the Royal National Park for the first time in 50 years, and at least one puggle was born last spring. 10 platypuses, or platypi, were released into Australia's oldest national park, south of Sydney, last May, in the first project of its kind in New South Wales. Right, I'm going to put the word puggle, because I've put the word puggle in Google, and it's brought up a dog breed. So now I'm going to put in puggle, platypus. Okay. That's not a baby platypus. The real baby platypus is actually known as a puggle. Okay, it's a baby platypus. Tell us it's a baby platypus, for fuck's sake. Oh, God. Opportunity knocks for gifted students, not interested. Two-page spread on ovens and dishwashers. A two-page spread from Harvey Norman on washing machines and dryers. Oh, upheaval over 20 million crater claims mayor. This is really riveting. Ride Liberals have been accused of betraying voters after they placed the sitting mayor halfway through... Sorry, after they replaced the sitting mayor halfway through his year-long term and pressed ahead with plans for a 14 million temporary park in a hole where a new civic centre was supposed to have been built. Boring! I died when he did. Mother of New Zealand lawyer, the guy that was hit, the 28-year-old lawyer hit-and-run victim that died, basically said he was my only son and I died when he died. Very sad. Police fight for payout like buying Taylor Swift tickets. It was jackpot day for 250 police officers on Tuesday. Some officers liken it to trying to get a Taylor Swift ticket. For the past 3 years, New South Wales Police has annually called for applicants who want to leave the force, giving up to $270,000 to each candidate to sweeten the exit. The only requirement is that the officers have served 10 years on the job and be aged under 67. Hundreds applied when the capped scheme went live this week. Applicants are chosen on a first-come, first-served basis. New South Wales Upper House MP and former police officer Rod Roberts said he was concerned about the integrity of the system, especially against a backdrop of a shortage of 1,500 officers and 432 on restricted duties. All right, great. Wong rejects China trade quid pro quo. I'm going to have a sip of my coffee because I hear them do this on the radio. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has insisted the federal government did not drop restrictions on Chinese-made wind turbines in exchange for the return of Australian wine to the Chinese market, as she flagged a forthcoming visit to Australia by Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Wong was speaking in Canberra after meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, the most senior Chinese official to visit Australia since 2007. Wong said she told Wang... that Australians were shocked by the suspended death sentence handed to jailed Chinese-Australian academic Yang Heng Jun, and that the government would continue to advocate on his behalf. Wong said she told Wang. Oh, Wing Wong Wang. Mustn't do that voice because that sounds racist. It's like your Wing the Wong number. Wang, who you'll need some all day. Wang, who addressed, and I can do other accents as well, not just Asian ones. You know, I can do a fucking Manchester accent and, you know, you're right, kids. So I'm not being racist. Wang, who addressed local business executives, Wang. I got the wrong one. What I meant was Wang. Wang, obviously, is the... Wang is the... Minister Wang Yi is the Chinese foreign minister. Penny Wong is obviously the... Whatever she is, the foreign affairs minister... So, Wang. Come on, Dale, concentrate. Wang. That's brilliant. Wang, who addressed local business executives, higher education leaders and think tank directors at a lunch in Canberra yesterday, did not take questions from the Australian media. Wang met with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese yesterday afternoon and is expected to meet with former Prime Minister Paul Keating in Sydney today. Representatives from Australia, from Australia's Uyghur, Tibetan and Hong Kong, Uyghur, Tibetan and Hong Kong exile communities rallied outside Parliament House ahead of the Wong Wang meeting to demand Australia emphasise the importance of human rights. Industry Minister Ed Husic signed off as a debate. I just want to get to a bit where it says Wong and Wang again. Wong said that Husic had made a decision. Wang says, and then his meeting's in. And Wong said, apology from top prosecutor after failed sex abuse case. Basically, that woman, Helga Lam, that basically were paedophilic activities with 13-year-old boys back in the 70s. She's got off, of course. I'm sure all of the equality, equal rights feminists will be up in arms that she's got off of her sort of paedophile case. Libs attack Chalmers on RBA reform. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor has accused Jim Chalmers of trying to stack with his mates the new committee that will set set interest rates. Oh, I'm not interested. Australian Open champion's boyfriend dies. The Belarusian Arianna Sabalenka, her boyfriend has died. The world number two tennis player, her boyfriend has died. Doesn't say what he died of. I think we can probably guess what it might be linked to. I thought she was a lesbian, actually. I mean, I just looked at her face and thought she looked like a bit lesy. Verdict on Lerma defamation set for April. Not interested. Let's go back to that in April. Turning the page. Another nail in the coffin of Asian hub. Western businesses in Hong Kong face growing uncertainty after legislators passed draconian national security laws that will align the city-state even more closely with Beijing. Hong Kong's legislative assembly passed a major piece of legislation known as Article 23 on Tuesday, marking the latest stage of a widespread political crackdown triggered by pro-democracy protests in 2019. The laws, which will come into force on Saturday, introduce a series of new crimes, including treason, sabotage, sedition, the theft of state secrets, external interference and espionage. The punishment for offences ranging from several years to life imprisonment. Great. Russian athletes barred from Olympics opening. So the Russian people, obviously Israelis can do whatever they like. The Russians that are banned for the Olympics, they're not banned for the Olympics. They just can't take part in the opening ceremony. They might have to just watch it from the sort of bank of a river. And they can only compete under that neutral flag, which essentially is no flag, which we all know means that those people are from Russia. So that's ridiculous. Fuck the opening ceremony anyway. What a joke. Kushner eggs on cleanup of Gaza shore. Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law. Just remember that Jared Kushner is Donald Trump's son-in-law. And you wonder why Benjamin Netanyahu is looked at as the most powerful person in America. Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law and former White House advisor, has praised the valuable potential of Gaza's waterfront real estate, suggesting that Israel should remove civilians while it cleans up the area. Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable if people would focus on building up livelihoods, Kushner said in an interview dated February 15th, posted this month on the YouTube channel of Middle Eastern Initiative, a program of Harvard. If you think about all the money that's gone into this... This is great, this. If you think about all the money that's gone into this tunnel network and into all the munitions, if that would have gone into education or innovation, what could have been done? It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there, but I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up, Kushner added. But I don't think that Israel has stated that they don't want the people to move back there afterwards. I don't think that Israel has stated that they don't want people to move back there afterwards. They might not have stated it. I think we all know what they want. Princess medical record breach, not interested. Was it her in that image? If you've just had abdominal surgery, wouldn't you be not carrying your own bag? That's what I think. Turns the page. All the king's men under siege. I can't read it either. It's because I'm getting tired. That's why. That's because I'm getting tired. I can't read that either. It's so boring. My 68 days waiting on Centrelink. Not interested. Don't live in fear of kids on e-bikes. I mean, really? Winter gas threat grows as offshore fields dry up. Gas users are in danger of winter shortfalls in Victoria and New South Wales sooner than originally feared, posing a challenge for governments to shore up supplies of the fossil fuel while also delivering on pledges to reduce harmful emissions. As ExxonMobil and Woodside Energy prepare to close one of three key plants that process gas from the Bass Strait, the Australian energy market operator AEMO is renewing warnings that gas demand in the nation's southeastern states could outstrip supplies on days of extreme weather conditions as soon as next winter unless more supplies of the fuel are urgently made available. Riveting. There's another at least 17 paragraphs that I refuse to read. Board directors should serve shorter terms, ex-CBA chair. Former Commonwealth Bank and Telstra chair Catherine Livingstone has suggested directors should not serve on boards for more than 9 years. There you go, that's it. Another seven columns to that story. Corporate Queen rightly calls to end era of entitlement. Yeah, that's more and more about that. Central banks warned they face a horrible choice. If you want an idea of how the current fiscal and asset bubble in the US might end, pay close attention to Bernard Connolly, esteemed consigliere to hedge funds and central bankers across the world for the last quarter century. It will not end in a soft landing, a chimera, and will certainly not end in another leg of accelerated economic growth, nor will it end in soggy stagflation. The invidious choice facing the Federal Reserve, he warns, is either to allow a deep economic slump to unfold or slash rates to the bone before inflation has fallen back to target. The latter course will send the US dollar into freefall and destabilize the world's dollarized financial system, an outcome already being sniffed out by the reawakening gold market. Great. Jabiluka uranium lease sparks tension with traditional owners not interested. Entire Godfrey's chain prepares to shut down. Well, in Australia, there's a chain called Godfrey's. It sells vacuum cleaners. It's one of the crappiest shops you'll ever go in. Basically just sells vacuum cleaners that you can sort of buy anywhere, really. I did buy a vacuum cleaner, one of those wet vacuum cleaners for cleaning carpets, because the dog was pissing on the carpets and my autistic son was pretty much doing the same, actually. They are quite good, but Godfrey's, the 93-year-old business, is basically going to just disappear. The vacuum cleaner retail, which collapsed in January, will begin winding down its remaining 87 stores and eventually let go of more than 600 staff. Oh, Apple, Google, in talks to bring AI to iPhones. That's basically Apple is in discussions with Google to use Google's Gemini AI model thing for its next iPhone. Because let's be honest, Siri's pretty shit, isn't she? Siri is about as fucking useful as tits on a bull. Bankman-Fried rails at proposed sentence. Rails. See, I don't know what the word rails means. Sam Bankman-Fried says US prosecutors' proposal to put him in prison for as long as 50 years distorts reality and paints him as a depraved supervillain. Prosecutors argue a sentence ranging from 40 to 50 years is necessary for the FTX co-founder's historic crime involving more than a million victims and losses of more than 10 billion, 15 billion Aussie, in the collapse of his crypto empire. The Manhattan US attorney argued to the judge, who will sentence Bankman-Fried on March 28th, that he showed unmatched greed and hubris and broke the law based on a pernicious megalomania guided by the defendant's own values and sense of superiority. The US government's Bankman-Fried, is that a Pakistani name? It might be. Bankman-Fried, I've lost where I was up to. The US government's... fuck it. I was lucky reading it. Yeah, I could, couldn't I? How long have we been? 23 minutes. Hang on. Come on. Where did you get up to, Penos? Let's go. The US government's request... A pernicious megalomania... Yeah. I nearly choked on my own spit then. The US government's request is far less than 100 years recommended in US sentencing guidelines, but much more than 6.5 years, Bankman-Fried's lawyer suggested. Defence lawyers say the government wants to break the 32-year-old. With marked hostility, the memorandum distorts reality to support its precious lost narrative and cast Sam as depraved supervillain. Well, he is. He is. He could have ruined fucking loads of people's lives. Lock him up, the fucking dirty cunt. Great Recession profit warns central banks of horrible choice. That's a continuation of the other thing we were doing. Turning the page, nothing. Something about dancing. Oh, Gogglebox Australia is on tonight at 8:40 on Channel 10. So that's good. Turning the page, nothing. Sports stuff, turning the page. That's the end of the Sydney Morning Herald. Thank you very much. The Australian, I'm going to whiz through to try and find some headings that it has covered that the Sydney Morning Herald hasn't. Human Rights Commission happy to work with Israel hater. A social justice activist who helped disseminate the doxed details of hundreds of Jewish Australians across the internet and said their time was up has a contract to provide anti-racism resources with the country's peak human rights body. Elsa Tuitt Rosenberg was one of those exposed in February to be the most prolific sharers of dox details of more than 600 Jewish creatives from a leaked private WhatsApp group. The Australian can reveal Miss Tuitt Rosenberg's company Hue, an anti-racism consultancy that she co-owns and co-founded, has a contract with the Australian Human Rights Commission to produce what is understood to be online anti-racism teaching resources for primary schools. Hugh won the contract in October last year and is still working with the commission. The AHRC, an independent body but funded by the federal government, is the country's national human rights institution that is responsible for investigating discrimination. Last week, Liberal MP Julian Lisa, one of the most prominent Jewish MPs in Australian politics, accused it of turning a blind eye to anti-Semitism, declaring that it had gone AWOL since Israel's war on Hamas. Hughes' contract and involvement with the AHRC is part of the Commission's National Anti-Racism Campaign, which is designed to increase awareness of racism and give Australians the tools to address it. The worth of the contract... Oh, I can't be bothered. Can't be bothered to read their position due to other designers and management. To her almost 10,000 followers, she disseminated links to the leaked transcripts of members, which included teachers, librarians, and university professionals. Miss Tuitt Rosenberg, who is Jewish, filed the Jewish WhatsApp members into categories such as artists and sports zios, urging her followers to let these fucking Zionists know no fucking peace. We must be noisy, disruptive, and unapologetic, she wrote in an Instagram story. Miss Tuitt Rosenberg said that Zimbos maintaining their positions due to other Zionists in management, calling them genocidal fascists who had moved too deep into fascism to reason with. Time's up, she wrote about the leaked group. I would imagine you would. There's nothing. Nothing gets more fucking heat from Israel than an actual Jewish person that is anti-Israel. Diesel burn solution to fill gas gap. Gas generators may be forced to burn diesel to keep the power grid running after authorities warn that states face a catastrophic supply shortfall from next year unless new sources of supply are developed. Right. Wong's show of metal over nickel. Penny Wong has confronted Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. Oh, we've said that already. Wing Wong Wang. Make Kevin great again inside an embassy's diplomatic hide. Not interested. Ankle bracelets off. Blame game on. Labour is under attack for shifting responsibility on the removal of ankle bracelets and curfews from at least 5 criminals released from immigration detention to a border bureaucrat. Take your seats for a mere one billion. Queensland taxpayers could be hit with a $1 billion bill for 26,000 temporary seats for athletics events at the Brisbane 2032 Olympics, undermining any purpose of this. Not interested. Leaders failing to fight for unity. Liberal Senator Dave Sharma has warned Australia has crossed the Rubicon and faces civil turmoil and national disunity because of weak leadership that has exposed Jewish Australians to discrimination for like a Jewish. Labour briefed on UN's terror staff. One day before it announced the reinstatement of funding for the UNRWA, the government was briefed on the latest Israeli intelligence findings suggesting the number of UNRWA employees at Dubai on the October 7 massacre had grown from 12 to 15. Queen. The Israeli briefing to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade on Thursday indicated that more UNRWA employees in Gaza were being found to be involved in October 7 Hamas terrorist attacks on Israel. Getting a bit tired. Premier accuses White of AFL lie. Can't be bothered to read it. AHRC working with Israel hater. Covered that already. AABC boss again targeted over Latouf dismissal. Covered it. Temporary seats. That's about the thing in Brisbane. Andrew's call to axe games cost $589 million for no benefit. The Victorian government the government's decision to cancel the 2026 Commonwealth Games cost taxpayers essentially $600 million with no discernible benefit. The state's Auditor General has found. Andrew Greaves found then Premier Daniel Andrews cunt claim used to justify the cancellation that the events budget had blown out from 2.7 billion to 7 billion was over. I can't be bothered. It's making me fall asleep. Something about, oh, Kylie in all her splendour. Festival team should be so lucky, and they were. When Splendour in the Grass secured Kylie Minogue to be one of the New South Wales Music Festival's headline acts for 2024, co-founder Jessica Ducro knew she had locked in much more than an exclusive performance. Minogue, 55, is the sort of widely respected artist whose fan base spans generations, and organisers are hoping her presence will lure attendees to North Byron Parklands from near and far in July. For Duca and her team, securing Minogue for a one-off concert was a major coup. It's something that we'd considered for a number of years, she told The Australian. I'm a fan, obviously, from way back. It just felt like she was having a moment, and a crowd of all ages, interested in her. I don't see it. I nearly fell asleep. Not interested in a 55-year-old ex-home, not even home and away, it was Neighbours actress who sang some songs that gay people like. Migrant surgeons, LP racing to slam the door. Anthony Albanese is under pressure to deliver on his government's pledge to halve net migration over 2 years, with figures on Thursday expecting to reveal net overseas migration exceeded 150,000 in the 3 months of September last year. It's quite a lot, isn't it? Chalmers in for a fight over RBA reform. Not interested. Welfare boost targets landlords and super. Taxing income earned from superannuation investments after retirement and cracking down on tax deductions for landlords with vacant properties and short-term Airbnb rentals would help fund a bigger social safety net and more services. The nation's peak welfare offers. Well, that's outrageous. Taxing income earned from superannuation after retirement and cracking down on tax deductions for landlords with vacant. You're never, ever, ever, ever allowed to fucking get ahead, ever. Fucking cunts. PMI's secret deal on religious freedoms. Anthony Albanese may seek to settle a deal with the Coalition on Religious Discrimination Reforms outside the Parliament after making their passage conditional on bipartisan support as he rules out a committee process to scrutinise the changes. Don't know what that's about. I can't be bothered to read it either. I've got to read too many paragraphs to get to the bit that's actually saying what it's about. And I can't be bothered. I've refused to do it. I'm not doing it. So go and buy the paper if you want to read it yourself. We're just moaning at it. It's what we're doing. We've been 31 minutes so far. Minister's show of metal over nickel. Can't be bothered. Ankle bracelets off. Covered that already. Uni's lesson on for-profit gains. Uni's lesson on for-profit gains. Australia's only for-profit university is besting its sandstone rivals in taking on more Aboriginal, female and poorer students. And its Chancellor warns the nation will fail to meet the goals of a landmark review into higher education if it doesn't embrace a new model of private universities. Torrens University Chancellor Jim Varghese said the target set out in the recent University's Accord report that 80% of the population aged 25 to 34 should have at least a tertiary qualification and 55% should have a university degree by 2050 would not be possible without public institutions alone. He's called for a shake-up of the territory sector, which has been dominated by government-funded institutions, arguing that without competitive private observatory, the Accord, fuck off. Girl 14 to be treated for cancer against mum's wishes. A judge has ordered a teenager who suffers up to 10 seizures a week and has a severe intellectual disability undergo cancer treatment against the wishes of her mother, who argues it will lead to additional pain and suffering. Without treatment, the 14-year-old known as OL has just 2 to 4 weeks to live. Her mother wants her to die peacefully at home. As a result of the court's decision, treatment will begin on Thursday. A hospital in New South Wales brought the proceeding as against the parents of the teenager and asked the Supreme Court to override their decision for OL not to be treated for acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which was diagnosed on March the 5th. OL was represented by an independent legal practitioner who supported the hospital's orders. Her mother said in an affidavit her daughter started having seizures when she was 8 weeks old and was later diagnosed with treatment-resistant epilepsy. In 2016, she was diagnosed with developmental and epileptic encephalopathy, which is a disease characterized by severe intellectual disability, severe global development delay, which is a disease characterized by severe communication difficulties, pharmaco-resistant seizures, and more. This means OL has a development age of 18 months to 3 years, her mother said. In his judgment, Judge Michael Acclaim described the treatment as debilitating and intrusive. It would last more than 2 years, including 6 to 8 months of intensive treatment and chemotherapy given under general anaesthetic. Yet the treatment has a 90% chance of achieving survival. That's sad, isn't it? Scary when people can, essentially the state can just take ownership of your child. MP leading fight against violence suspends convicted staffer. A domestic violence perpetrator jailed multiple times for breaching orders and who works for the NT opposition domestic violence spokesman has been suspended from his role as an Aboriginal liaison officer with pay. Great. Labour, I can't read that. Port Sale leaves, can't read that either. I'm getting bored. I want to go to sleep. Discovery of elephant graveyard suggests herds bury their dead. Researchers claim to have found Asian elephants burying their dead for the first time, possibly transforming our ideas about how animals grieve. Stories of elephants placing dead calves in graves have been told for years by elderly foresters and tea estate workers in the northern Indian states of West Bengal and Assam. However, the practice had not been documented until Parvin Kaswan of the Indian Forest Service discovered what appeared to be a burial site. The first site was found in September 2022 and involved a one-year-old female. The calf is thought to have died of a respiratory infection and its body appears to have been carried by its herd to an irrigation ditch on a tea plantation in the district of West Bengal. That's interesting, isn't it? Prabowo Joko alliance splits as well. Indonesia, not interested. Niger's junta scraps US deal, not interested. US trains Taiwanese troops on islands. As tensions rise with China, Taiwan's defense minister has hinted that US troops have been training the Taiwanese military and outlying island on outlying islands that would be on the front line of a conflict with its neighbor. That's good, isn't it? So they're training people to get, I mean, that's not good, is it? China aren't going to be happy about that. Oh, I don't think I can read anymore. Can I hang up now? Please, can I stop? There's a thing about Donald Trump and Melania, something about, I don't know, Peter Navarro, Trump, former Trump advisor. Oh, my eyes are getting heavy. Please, can I stop now? Oh, I'm not doing any more. I'm tired. I'm fucking sick of looking at it. I'm pressing the stop button. This is fucking shit. See you later. Yeah, we're talking to Dean tonight, remember? See you later. Bye.